Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy today with our high nearing 36. Staying cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 20. Sunshine throughout Thursday with a high of 39 and mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with a low around 20. Staying partly sunny on Friday as well with a high nearing 45 and a slight chance for some snow flurries throughout Friday night. Staying cloudy with a low around 24. Sunny and 36 throughout Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 28 degrees.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, if you've gone to the grocery store over the last few days, you may notice that your bill is slightly lower. As of January 1st of 2023, the state sales tax on food dropped from 6.5% down to 4% on certain items. However, state officials are reminding individuals that even though the state sales tax on food has dropped, your local city and county taxes may still be there, showing the overall tax rate still above that 4%. They also say that the drop in sales tax isn't for every bit of food, as if it has been prepared in some way, shape, or form, including already made sandwiches, prepared food, heated or cold. Those still remain in that 6.5% taxation, including rotisserie chickens, store-packaged sliced apples, or sandwiches at the deli. Utensils are also being included in the 6.5% sales tax right now. And if you would like to see a full list of what's included or not included, you can go to the website for the Kansas Department of Revenue. The new state rate of 4% will be dropped by half again in 2024 and completely eliminated by the year of 2025.
Kansas, the heartland, the windy state. Cover Kansas is here to help navigate the shifting winds of the healthcare marketplace. A free service to help you find and enroll in a healthcare plan that's right for you. Because it's time we all got covered. Help is here for healthcare at GetCoveredKansas.org. Learn how to get healthcare insurance or get free help from a certified health navigator at GetCoveredKansas.org.
This ad was supported by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services as part of a financial assistance award totaling $875,000 with 100% funded by CMS HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by CMS HHS or the U.S. government. Sponsored by Community Care Network of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
20-year-old Chantel Springer officially died on Monday morning at the University of Kansas Hospital in Kansas City after spending a week in the hospital's burn unit after a December 26 house fire. As WIBW reports that according to her parents, she was asleep when the fire started in the spare room upstairs, and the family was unable to reach her to get her out.
Last thing I remember her saying is, Mom, I'm going to lay down for a while.
She looked up and she said, oh, my God, the house is on fire. And when I looked up the stairs, it was just completely engulfed in black smoke. There was no flames. I couldn't see any flames, no orange, no red, just black. It's almost like I ran into an immovable wall every time I went up there. It was so hot and so intense that I could not move forward any farther.
That audio from WIBW. Chantel had suffered burns on 25% of her body, but according to officials, it was the intense heat and toxic smoke that was too much. The investigation on the cause of the fire is still ongoing, and the family says she is proud to have been an organ donor to a 17-year-old girl. Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Oh, well, some state lawmakers in the state of Nebraska say they plan on proposing a bill in the legislative session in 2023 to tax skilled games at casinos, where they say the outcome is more dependent on the skills of the user, as they say the tax revenue could give some more property tax relief across the state.
I intended to introduce legislation this year which would impose a tax on these machines comparable to the tax levied on the machines at the casino racetracks, and with those proceeds, the bulk of those proceeds going to direct property tax relief for every Nebraskan.
That was Nebraska State Senator Tom Breeze on KSNB at Local Channel 4. According to Pamela Lancaster, the Hall County Commissioner, she says they will be working with the county board along with the county attorney to make sure that they are interpreting the legislation properly as they consider the topic during their January meetings. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nebraska employers face a minimum wage increase to $10.50 per hour effective this week after voters approved an initiative on the November ballot, resulting in annual increases of $1.50 per hour, the first of each year, to a $15 level by 2026. After that, annual increases in the minimum wage in Nebraska will be tied to the cost of living. The minimum wage in Kansas, tied to the federal level, remains at $7.25 per hour. A Holton man, Craig Bowser, has announced his candidacy for Kansas Senate, running for the seat held by Dennis Pyle of Hiawatha, whose district includes Nemahaw and a portion of Marshall County, among others in northeast Kansas in District 1. Craig Bowser is an information security officer in Topeka and joins State Representative John Epley of Atchison for the post. Pyle changed party affiliation to independent, preceding an unsuccessful run for Kansas governor in November. TC Energy will temporarily divert Mill Creek in Washington County from a spot upstream from a recent oil spill site on the Keystone Pipeline so the company can downstream the containment dams. As the company begins its diversion plan, water pumps and an above-ground bypass line will be installed to continue cleanup efforts and reclamation of the creek. The company is donating $7,500 toward mobile and radio equipment to local emergency responders in appreciation for their fast action and support. And the public can now contribute toward 100% matching funds from TC Energy's Build Strong program toward the Washington County Hospital. Over 11,000 of the roughly 14,000 barrels spilled nearly a month ago have been reclaimed as cleanup efforts in Washington County continue. A limited restart of the pipeline at reduced pressure has been authorized by authorities. No one was injured December 22nd as a trailer house fire in Marysville at 702 South 15th Street resulted in substantial damage. Homeowner Jose Patino Leon was reportedly trying to defrost a bathroom water line with a torch and was not injured. Marysville Volunteer Fire Department responded. American Pickers, a show on the History Channel, recently filmed an episode in Seneca with antique dealers Mike and Tressa Jones, which will air on the cable channel Wednesday evening, January 4th at 8 p.m. The show features antique pickers who travel the country looking for unique and collectible items. River Valley Extension District has released a land lease survey, which is included in the January newsletter and available through any River Valley office, including Washington in the district. Anyone who operates a lease of farm ground for cropland or pasture within the district is encouraged to fill out a copy of the survey, which, when compiled, will be available for the public, reflecting trends of leasing practices in each county. A digital version is available on the website, rivervalley.k-state.edu, and the deadline for submissions is February 20th. Those mailing surveys are reminded to send a couple days in advance of a deadline to assure delivery. The data will be reviewed then at a public meeting in Clifton Tuesday evening, February 21st. For additional details on the land lease survey, contact Luke Myers or Caitlin Hildebrand with River Valley Extension District. Marlene S. Champagne, age 74, passed away December 20th. Funeral service Thursday, January 5th at 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg Church northeast of Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8. Family greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Marlene Champagne. Chad E. Rhodes, age 61, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 3 p.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Private burial in the church cemetery at a later date. family will see friends Wednesday 4 until 8 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Chad Rhodes. Sharon L. Schmidt, age 80, passed away December 23rd. Funeral service Friday, January 6th at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Sharon Schmidt. Twyla Stickernoth, age 86, of Marysville, passed away January 1st. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at the 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Twyla Stickernoth. Velma J. Jeannie Thomas, age 74, of Marysville, passed away December 21st. Celebration of life services planned Friday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Private family interment at a later date, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jeannie Thomas. Della C. Tuttle passed away January 1st. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral in Washington in charge of arrangements for Della Tuttle. Glenadine R. Watson, age 89, of Wymore, passed away December 18th. Memorial service Friday at 2 p.m. at the Laughlinova Funeral Home in Wymore, interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlinova Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Glenadine Watson. Kenneth E. Kenny Jones, age 46, of Walmego, formerly of Frankfort, the Marysville communities, passed away December 31st. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Kenny Jones. Betty Lou Christensen, age 73, of Greenleaf, passed away January 1st. Family services to be held at a later date at the Glasgow, Kansas Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Betty Lou Christensen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken Alfredo, French bread, green beans, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, a pork fritter, mashed potatoes, broccoli, and applesauce. KNDY News Time 7:17.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures still staying around average throughout this week. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Staying mostly cloudy today with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Some sunshine on Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. Northwest winds still between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. And mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. Staying slightly warmer as we head into Friday, partly sunny with our highs in the mid-30s and upper 40s. Before a slight chance for some snow flurries throughout Friday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. Staying slightly cooler on Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s. And partly cloudy skies Saturday night with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. And still staying sunny as we head into early next week. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early January, 39. Record high on this date, 67. The average low, 19, and the record low, 31, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:47. Sunset this evening at 5:17. 28 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 4th of January. KNDY News Time 7:19.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
The Celts blown out, and Giannis sets a new career high. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Eastern Conference leading Boston Celtics were blown out in Oklahoma City last night, 150-117 by the Thunder, who were without top scorer Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Post-game interim head coach Joe Mazzulla said they were outplayed in all aspects.
They played harder than us the entire game. You have to play with a sense of humility every night, and, you know, we have to match that, and we did it, and we got outplayed in every aspect of the game.
The Celts try to recover tomorrow night against the red-hot Mavericks in Dallas. It was a big night for Giannis in Milwaukee. Bucks hosting the Wizards. First quarter, he turned defense into offense.
Here's a turnover. Giannis jumps on a loose pass. He's got it in the open court. We have liftoff. Giannis with a windmill jam.
The call on WTMJ. Giannis scored a career-high 55. The Bucks brought the Wizards' four-game winning streak to a screeching halt, 123-113. To the college hardboards, number 3 Kansas beat the Red Raiders of Texas Tech 75-72. Unranked but upset minded Kansas State was at number 6 Texas and pulled off the upset thanks to senior guard Marcus Knoll, who had ice in his veins all night.
Noel on the dribble, backing it out against Allen, now trying to take him off the dribble, drive around him, he lost the dribble, the paint goes up, threw it up off balance and it banked in.
Did he ever.
It's all working for him tonight.
Wyatt Thompson on the call from Learfield. Knoll and teammate Keontae Johnson combined for 64 points as K-State stunned the Longhorns 116-103. NHL, the Rangers home against Carolina, tied at 3 in the middle of the third. Rangers defenseman Keandre Miller found the back of the net.
To the far circle. Cock up to the point. Zibanejad with a blast and scores! This could have been deflected as well. 4-3 Rangers.
The call on 98.7 ESPN. The Rangers rallied 3 times in that game to overhaul the Hurricanes 5-3. Bills safety DeMar Hamlin remains sedated and in critical condition after going into cardiac arrest on the field in Cincinnati Monday night. The NFL said the game will not be made up this week. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night basketball action in girls play. Valley Heights took Washington County 52-34. Hanover beat Lynn 62-43. Frankfort girls over Donovan West 48-43. And Axtell held off Onega 46-40. Clifton Clyde beat Blue Valley 55-28. Concordia girls down to Republic County 51-39. In boys play, Valley Heights took Washington County 41-29. Hanover stopped Lynn 57-44. In overtime, Frankfort fell to Donovan West 34-31. Axtell boys beat Onega 66-47. Clifton Clyde over Blue Valley 72-64. Concordia boys took Republic County 62-38. Wamego down St. Mary's 60-55. And St. Mary's Academy won over Abilene 53-43.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
In the market for a pickup, the Nordis Motor Company has on trade a 2017 Silverado 1500. They have a couple of 2014 Silverado 1500 LTZs and a 2007 Chevy Silverado 1500 Z71 package. Used pickups in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what influenced the markets yesterday. It was a big sell-off in the grain markets as well as livestock. South American weather influenced the markets yesterday. The USDA crop report will be released next week. That had some influence on the markets, and plus a stronger dollar yesterday really influenced the markets and thus causing such a sell-off yesterday, both in grains and in livestock. Corn for March, here's how we ended up yesterday, 670 and a half, that's down 8. May corn ended the day at 670 and a quarter, that's down 7 and 3 quarters. Kansas City wheat for March ended the day at 869 and a quarter, that's down 18 and 3 quarters. Kansas City wheat for May, end of the day down 17 and three quarters at 864 and a half. Minneapolis wheat for March, 922 and a quarter. That's down 16 and a half. Minneapolis wheat for May, 912 and a quarter. That's down 14 and a quarter. March oats down 3 3/4 at 363 and a half. May oats down 1 3/4 at 362 and a quarter. Soybeans for January, 1487 and a quarter. Final yesterday, that's down 32. Cotton for March, end of the day yesterday at 83.14. That's down 23 cents. Cotton for May, end of the day at 83.10. And that's down 35 cents. The cattle market took a hit yesterday. Live cattle for February down a dollar and a nickel at 156.85. Live cattle for April, end of the day yesterday at 160.87. That's down 92 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for January down a dollar at 182.70. And feeder cattle for March, end of the day yesterday, down $1.45 at $184.77. And that's a look at your market information for this Wednesday, January the 4th.
Pull out your pen and paper and be sure to mark this down, because the 2023 Kansas Corn Schools are right around the corner. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Farm System Specialist Ignacio Ciampitti provides details on this amazing opportunity that you are not going to want to miss out on.
Shout out to Kansas Corn, that is one of the main sponsors, and we have a partnership with them working in collaboration, so we try to take care of academic coordination, and they are great on working with excellent partners. They put together the rest, working with our facility and making sure that we have location, good food. And this winter, we are focusing on four schools in four different places. We're also planning to have early February, like a virtual school.
Ciampitti goes on to provide details on when and where each of the four in-person events will be hosted.
So our first school, it will be Oakley, January 12th. All the schools will try to go from early morning. Usually we start around 9 a.m. and we finish all the schools around 1 p.m. just with lunch. And our main idea on all the schools is we are focusing on a few topics. Production is one of the critical topics. In some of these schools, we are also covering soil health, management of disease, weed management. Our second school, that is on Salina, we are partnering them with Great Plains. So we're planning to be there on January 13th. And the school will be very similar. We have multiple topics, markets, policy, and also we will have some topics related to planter systems. And we might have a possibility after the school to do like a tour around the factory. So that sounds, at least exciting on our end.
He ends by explaining the remaining events and provides information on where to register.
The following one is on Mayeta, so we will be at the Prairie Bank Casino. Our main topics will be connected similar to production. We also will have an update on disease and markets. And then the last one will be in our Southeast Research Station. So our folks on Southeast are hosting in the new building. Very similarly, presenters focus on regional corn practices for Southeast. We also have updates on weed management and then also markets. On the virtual school, we have a more variety of topics. But these presentations, remember that this will be on February 2nd and we'll go from 5 to 8 p.m. And the main goal is just to give a quick update on multiple topics. So we'll go from production, disease, herbicide, then we'll go to cost markets and also to the last point of policy. So very excited. There is a website to register. So if you go to Kansas Corn, you will find the corn schools. Just type corn schools. If not, you will be able to go to our e-updates. So we have all the information related to schools and how to register for the incoming corn schools. We're also planning to offer commercial pesticide credit and CCA credits.
Once again, that was K-State Farm System Specialist Ignacio Ciampitti highlighting the upcoming 2023 Kansas Corn Schools. From Kansas State University, this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Voting with your feet has become a shorthand term to explain why we move from place to place. It's a look at the state of migration in America on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 4th, the fourth day of the year. Sir Isaac Newton was born on this day. Americans have always been people on the move in search of opportunity and bluer horizons. And lately, that impulse has turned into nothing short of a mass migration. According to Realtor.com, recent moving seasons have been some of the busiest in memory. Where is everyone going? Biggest influxes are to places with warm climates, hot job markets, and low tax burdens. The top five gainers: Ocala, Florida; Portland, Maine; Chattanooga, Tennessee; Eagle Rock, North Carolina; and Honolulu, Hawaii. And on the downside, California, New Jersey, and Illinois are losing the most residents. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 28 degrees ahead of sunrise. Cooler temperatures, highs near 40 for today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Big night of college basketball in the state last night as the number three Kansas Jayhawks topped the Texas Tech at Red Raiders with a slight victory, 75-72. It was a strong start for the Jayhawks as they finished the first quarter, 43-36. Red Raiders tried to come back in the second quarter, but was short just 3 points as Jalen Wilson, forward for the Jayhawks, put in 39 minutes total for the game with 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 16 points overall. Guard Dejon Harris, however, topped the most amount of points with 18 points and 36 minutes in the game, 1 rebound, and 3 assists. Their next game is on Saturday against the West Virginia Mountaineers, with tip-off at 5 p.m. In Wildcat basketball, it was a high-scoring game last night as they beat the number 6 Texas Longhorns 116-103. It was a big night for Marquise and Noel as he put 36 points on the board with 38 minutes of play. Keontae Johnson put 28 points on the board last night. Their next tip also on Saturday at 5 p.m. against the number 19 Baylor Bears.
It's a new year, but the action of the Twin Valley League remains the most exciting, fast-paced basketball in the state. With some of the top athletes and best coaches around, TVL is can't miss each and every night. Hello, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight, the podcast that focuses on the scores, stats, and stories from the Twin Valley League. Join me on TVLSpotlight.com or the podcast page on Sunflower State Radio. The TVL Spotlight, brought to you by KNDY Radio.
Tuesday night basketball action in girls play. Valley Heights took Washington County 52-34. Hanover beat Lynn 62-43. Frankfort girls over Donovan West 48-43. And Axtell held off Onega 46-40. Clifton Clyde beat Blue Valley 55-28. Concordia girls down to Republic County 51-39. In boys play, Valley Heights took Washington County 41-29. Hanover stopped Lynn 57-44. In overtime, Frankfort fell to Donovan West 34-31. Axtell boys beat Onega 66-47. Clifton Clyde over Blue Valley 72-64. Concordia boys took Republic County 62-38. Wamego down St. Mary's 60-55. And St. Mary's Academy won over Abilene 53-43.
KNDY.
She knows which hand you shake, which hand you hold. In my hand me down Mercury, ready to roll. She knew that I had to go and hang out, make lots of noise, and lay out late with a boy, make the mistakes that she made, 'cause she knew. I was already gone. this time won't ever last. But that didn't stop me the first time he left. All my friends tried to warn me the day that we met. Girl, don't you lose your heart yet. But his dark eyes dared me with danger, and sparks fly like flame to a vapor. Fire in his touch burning me up, but still I held on, 'cause I was already gone. I was already gone. I was already gone. Life is a runaway train you can't wait to jump on. Last time I saw him, we packed up my things, and he smiled like the first time he told me his name. And we cried with each other, we split the blame for the parts that we